Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer Jay on the line with us. Jay is out there in California, Redondo Beach, where the show airs from, and I'm here on the island of Malta, my home, my Mediterranean love, and I'm very happy to be here and to continue with this fabulous show. Today is a very special day. We kick off February, and we kick off with Valentine's Day. Today is your Valentine's Day special, All About Healing. And I'm excited to celebrate Valentine's Day with all of you that are listening. And we have a really special guest on with a theme. We're keeping the theme on Valentine's. So I've been waiting for this guest specifically for today to kick off the Valentine's month, really, because it shouldn't just be one day. It's the one day is a reminder that love exists in the world. And I do think that love needs to be on the front runner of how we handle ourselves and our lives on a grand scale and on a small scale. And so let's open ourselves up and rearrange the mind and the focus and make it more about love, but not about love partners necessarily, but just love, inner love, self-love, love for your pets, love for your children, love for your spouse or your partner, love for your home, love for your life, love for your environment, and an openness to change and rearrange the parts that aren't working. Today, we have Kelly Miller on the line with us. Kelly is a psychotherapist, and she is the author of the book, Love Hacks, Simple Solutions to Your Most Common Relationship Issues. Kelly Miller, welcome to All About Healing.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And I also love that you mentioned the love for pets. My dog, he rules my entire house. So I'm with you on that.
You know, I'm with you. I moved from America to Malta with three dogs and a cat. So
that's my heaven right there. You're living my heaven.
Matter. I am. I honestly, imagine moving across the world, starting your life over, but getting to take all the people you love the most with you.
Oh.
So I got to bring all my animals, my children, my husband, and we moved into a dream life, and we're going into year four here, and it still feels really brand new to me. It's incredible, and it invigorates my soul in a way that if I would have realized I could have been this happy in my life, I would have run over here 10 years ago, happily.
Well, it's
so I definitely feel you.
Yeah, well, and it's such an inspiration to listeners that, you know, life is short. You got to do what you love. So I just love that you did that.
You know, I'm not necessarily a brave person by nature, and I'm not a traveler. So my husband has traveled all over the world with work. I have been out of the country once to Europe when I was 18 and drinking the entire way through Europe. I was no kind of really taking it in. And then to move here and to move to a place that I had never actually visited and start over completely was terrifying and also liberating. And I found out that I have an ability to network and meet new people and magnetize things to me and create a life that my children are safe. There's no active shooter rules over here. The foods are healthy, and it gives me a peace in my heart and my soul that I actually thought wasn't attainable from the life I was living before. So I really, in fact, my quick plug, my book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is out in the world, and if you guys feel like, gosh, I want to know more, I wish I could do something like that. I wrote the book based on me coming here. I started being a writer for the tourism magazine, and I started interviewing local farmers on what's in season per month and how they grow them. And what I learned is that foods, not just, it's not dishes. People think I'm like a foodie or a chef. I'm not. It's the individual ingredients and what they've taught me about life and the way that the farmers have taught me through these individual ingredients. There is so much more to life than I think where we got, where we can easily get caught up. And so I love that my excitement now is that I planted 4 olive trees for olive oil when I first moved here, and last year was the first time we yielded a harvest, and I have olive oil from my own yard that I drink and use. And that kind of stuff is, it's not normal, but it's but it could be.
Exactly.
It's normal over here. And so I think there's some, I think environment, not to totally change the subject, but I think environment matters in a way that you can't really understand until you access an environment that's healthy.
That's so true. Well, you don't realize what you're missing. You're spot on. Well, and it's like a healthy relationship, right? You don't realize it until it's when you're like, oh, yeah, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
That's what, you know, I feel like that with my husband because I didn't get married till I was 35, and I had some doozies of men. I actually self-published a book a million years ago called Thank You, Mr. Wrong, and I unpublished it when I got married, actually, but it was a self-published book that I did with a group of women, and there was a little too much information nowadays, so I took it off the shelf, because it never went really anywhere anyway, but I had so many dating stories because I picked so many people that I would make excuses for, or give permission, or turn my head and think, you're stronger than this, Emily. You are better than this. Say no. Walk away. Walk away. And I just couldn't. And then I got to a place where it was like, you know what? I'm not going to date anymore. I'm going to clean house. And I didn't date for like 2 years. And I really worked on me.
Yes.
And I cleaned house. And then I came across my husband. And the second we got near each other, we were inseparable from day one. And it's 14 years later. And he's still my absolute favorite person. And children, and, you know, I didn't think I was going to get to have babies at 37 and 39. I didn't even know that was an option. I thought that all those dreams were done. And so to get all of that and start, I feel like my life picked up and started at that time. And then I always kind of, okay, I can find happiness, but I didn't like living in the South. I know people that are in the South that find that offensive, but I didn't. It was very hard for me. And and my husband kept saying, when COVID came, and I kept saying, forget it, we should go someplace that's GMO free. I want to be in another country. You don't have to be in the office anymore. Let's just go. And he kept saying to me, you're going to be unhappy no matter what. You're always going to find something wrong. And I kept saying to him, no, I know that I can be genuinely happy. I know it. I know it in my gut that I can be genuinely happy, but I don't think it's possible here. And then when we moved over here to Malta, this wasn't even on my list.
Really?
And I'm happier than I had any. Yeah, I wanted Hawaii or Costa Rica. And then his boss made it possible, and Malta became the place. And the first thing I Googled was, is it GMO free? Because don't make me leave another country and then still feed my children poisonous food. Just don't.
Yeah.
And it was GMO-free, and that and Malta was the first of the EU to go GMO-free and to refuse GMOs. And so we moved over here. But the truth is, and I've been thinking about this a lot, so I would love to know your take on this.
Sure.
My new thing is, for years and years in my self-help books, because I have 6 of them, I talk about being extremely clear on your goals, almost like the way people do vision boards, where you're down to the T of exactly what you want for yourself in your life. But if you get so tight that you tie it up tight like a string in a bow, and you don't leave room for something to be created by the efforts and energy you put out there that you cannot see and you don't even know is an option, then it won't come to you. But for me, things that have happened over here in Malta, I never, ever could have seen. It is so much better than the life I created in my head. Even my dream life, this is so much better. And if I wouldn't have left at least a little space for spirit to enter and create something beyond my expectations, dreams, hopes, you know, or even creative mind and heart, then I wouldn't have these things. And it's just building on building on building. And so I think part of it is that you put things out in the world, but then you got to step back and give room for it to grow into places that you cannot even imagine.
That's very true. No, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, I think you have to have that flexibility and keep a little bit open of, okay, this is not exactly maybe how I pictured it, but I'm going to be open, or, just leave room for that, because that little bit can make a huge difference and open your world up.
It's true. You know, it's funny. I was walking by something. I was walking by plants yesterday, now that I'm obsessed with olive trees, because they're all over the place here. There's a bunch of trees here, almond trees and carob trees and pomegranates, and prickly pears are all over Malta, and there are olive trees everywhere. And now I feel like I'm getting to know them as, like, my people. And I was looking at these olive trees yesterday in these big, huge pots, and I thought, oh, I'm so sorry you're in a planter and not in the garden, because the first two of, I did four olive trees, two in planters, two in the garden. You can imagine that the two in the garden grew four times the speed and thickness as my two in the pot. And so we got rid of the pots and planted the olive trees into my garden also. And they're catching up. But they really let you know, they really do, where they're happy and where they're not. And so I was walking by these trees yesterday, and I see them in these planters with all, there's a, as healthy as Malta sounds, there are so many smokers, it's shocking. So I'm walking by these planted olive trees with all these cigarette butts in the pot, and all I could think was, oh, buddy, you're in a place that you're never going to get bigger than this. That sucks. And then I thought, that's life. That's exactly what you have been talking about. You have been living in a planter for so long that when you finally got free and got to be in a garden or some Everest, some open space, now you know what it's like. So even that, you can look at trees and go, oh, wow, buddy, sorry for that. I would take you home if I could, which is the way I look at animals. You know, it's that thing. Yes. Your environment is really so much of everything.
Right. It's very true. It's so true. I mean, and that creates that emotional connection we need and feeling good and happy. So I do, again, I think you're just such an inspiration to people who maybe feel stuck and can't make that move, or just that reminder that we can have something better. We really can. We don't have to settle.
Do you feel, so you work with individual therapy, couples therapy, and family therapy. Is there one, does any one of these kind of, is more you, what you gravitate the most to, or what you love to work with the most?
Yeah, I think my passion is definitely couples. Relationships. I just find them so fascinating, and there's such different dynamics, and, you know, I'm like you. I believe strongly in love, and I you know, my goal is to help couples work through that miscommunication and to become stronger. And, you know, I don't have an agenda, but it's more, hey, let me help you to kind of to see each other. You know, sometimes when we're with each other for a really long time, you kind of lose sight of that, and that neutral party can kind of help connect you two back together again of what it was like in the beginning.
Do you find that when people have been together for a long time, let me rephrase this. So before I moved to Malta, I was a clinical massage therapist. And when I would work on people going through a divorce, they would all of a sudden start working on themselves in ways that they never thought about doing when they were married. They started taking spin class again, getting body care, learning new things, expanding their mind. And I kept thinking all along, if you would have just stayed true to this person or been committed to this sort of growth, do you think you would have gotten divorced? You know, because all of a sudden you're making the best version of yourself, and it's going to be somebody else that reaps the benefits. And I always think about that because it makes me sad. But that's very hard, though, because we do tend to lose sight when you get overly comfortable, right?
Yes, of course. And I mean, of course, some of that is just natural, right? And so that's why I think that we have to check back in and prioritize our partner again and recognize what we have and remember why we fell in love in the first place. Because suddenly the grass looks really green on the other side, but it's like, okay, wait, hold on. You fell in love with this person, you know, for a reason. Tell me, why did you fall in love with them? And kind of seeing them in that light again is super helpful.
You know, I used to say this, and now I would love for you to do it, actually. Do this experiment, because I've always said I wanted to do a social experiment, but I know that, I mean, what am I going to do? But here's my social experiment. I would take 10 divorced people, not let them see each other, not be in the same space, and line them up, but not couple to couple, and ask each person why their marriage ended. And see if you could actually match who was married to whom based on the story they're telling. Because I bet you anything, you wouldn't be able to match the person to the other person based on their story, because I think people have such widely different interpretations of where they're going wrong and why they're leaving that they don't even match the other person. Am I way off, or do you think there's something to that?
No, I do. I mean, obviously, everybody's going to have their own perspective, but I think you're right. I mean, that would be a super interesting reality show, too. I think you're onto something here. That'd be cool.
I mean, I please do it. Do it. You have my permission, and you don't have to credit me at all. I've wanted this for years, because one of my friends went through just a hellacious divorce, and she went through just, God bless, she went through such crap. And she, he had his attorneys make her sign an NDA that she would never share what really happened. Because she was difficult to deal with, but he's the, you know, that Reddit, am I the asshole? He is. And, you know, but she kept it quiet for years and years. So when she came forward to me and told me what really happened, it was shocking and disgusting, absolutely disgusting. And that was what made me think about that if somebody were listening to the two of them, their stories would be so markedly different that you wouldn't even think those two were ever together. Because his reason of why they got divorced would be she cheated.
Right.
Her reason of why they got divorced was because he did something to her that's so incredibly inhumane and barbaric and vile that she left the marriage. Yes, she should have gotten divorced first, but she walked out of whatever the situation was, and she never looked back. And but their stories, when she, you know, if she were to lay out, my husband made me do this.
Yeah.
And he said, my wife cheated. You wouldn't put them together and go, oh, they were definitely together and that's why they got divorced. It would be an empty. And so I think that's a big deal. So when she was telling me all this, I thought, I bet if you sat in a room away from him, nobody would even know that the two of you were talking about the same marriage.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, and then it's like, it makes me think, gosh, you know, what would it be like if these couples came to a therapist so much sooner, right? Like, right when they noticed the issues were happening, you know, could some of these relationships be saved? I mean, that's how I view it, right? Like, it's like, okay, you know, so many times when couples come to me, they're at the end, and it's almost too late, and it's like, hey, I'm bleeding on the table, you know, save me. And I'm like, okay, but why don't you come in when you have like a little paper cut, and then we can work through so much together. But I think people, you know, really wait until the end, and sometimes it is too late.
I think that's such an important, and it is important, and it is really hard, in my opinion, to go to couples counseling. And my husband and I finally did do it because my husband is divorced before we were ever together. He was already fully, fully divorced. I was not there when they were married. But our only arguments were about the, you know, being a blended family and how very difficult some of that stuff really is. And so we finally went to a counselor, and we didn't have to go for long, but it was such a struggle that it was starting to pull apart what was really strong to begin with. But it just was so wearing and tearing and taxing. And, you know, and so we said, all right, we got to have like a third party in this because we're not getting through. On our own.
Right.
We're not communicating this well, and it's causing so much pain, and this person isn't actually in our marriage, but you'd think it. You know, it's almost like we involved them as like a third party into our relationship because it's so incredibly hard to do a blended family. And I had never been married before, so it was really hard to come in and have, you know, an ex-partner and children. I love the children, thank God, and I still do. You know, and they were very young, so they, you know, they've always accepted me and loved me, and that's really blessed. But it still was terribly difficult. But I'm so, so grateful that we went to a person outside of ourselves because we were not solving it on our own. And my favorite couple that I know personally that have been married for coming up on 30 years, I was in their wedding in the 90s, and they're still just my favorite couple in the world. And she has lupus. She was actually a guest on my show here. She has lupus, and there was a moment where she basically put out on Facebook, I lived in Georgia, she was in Alabama, and she said, listen, I know all my friends are moms and busy, but I am waving the white flag. I can barely breathe. I'm having a huge lupus flare. I need help. If there's anybody that can help. And I dropped what I was doing. I was 8 months pregnant and went and stayed a few days in Alabama. And I got there, and her husband was like, your only job is to take care of her. I will handle the kids. I will get them dressed and ready for school. I will do everything. You just got to help her. You got to be with her at the appointment and just help her feel safe and calm and know that she's not alone. And he was just, God, I love him. I love her and him, and they're just the best. And I was saying to her, you guys have always been the best relationship. I was just giving this praise, and she looked at me, and she said, you have no idea. We were always great. Then we had a child. We had no idea how to acclimate. And she said, if we wouldn't have gone to marriage counseling, you wouldn't be saying the things you're saying. We worked really hard to keep our marriage. And I was shocked because I thought, wow. No, it's always been perfect for them. They've always been so great. And it was amazing that they really came to it. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. And I think nowadays, you're not having that look of weakness anymore when you seek counseling, but more as a sign of strength. But you'll answer that for me. We got to take a quick commercial break, and then I want to hear what you think of that. We'll be right back, everyone.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. We're talking about couples therapy, individual therapy, and family therapy from the author of the book, Love Hacks, Simple Solutions to Your Most Common Relationship Issues. We are here with Kelly Miller. Thank you, Kelly. And I had just left off before the commercial, but have you seen an increase in people feeling it's more of a strength than a weakness to seek counseling?
Ah,
You know, luckily over the years, it's definitely gotten better and it's not as taboo as it once was. But I do notice culturally, there's certain cultures that still struggle with seeking therapy. You know, there's this idea that, you know, there's something really wrong or you're, quote, crazy if you're seeking therapy. But I think the good news is it is getting more normalized over time. And I just want to say for anybody who's struggling, it is okay, right? That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or your relationship. It means, hey, you know, I'm recognizing there may be some issues here that I want to work through. To me, it's the opposite. It's power. It's taking some control back. So I hope people can view it that way.
I think that's really important. I want to talk about individual therapy. I want you to talk about individual therapy more so. I talked your ear off in the last segment, but in this one, I really want to hear what you can say to people that are listening today on Valentine's Day, especially whether or not they're in a relationship, but need some personal individual therapy. Can we jump into that?
Yeah, of course. So I think individual therapy.
I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I think individual therapy is a wonderful thing, and I think we think of it, I mean, we think of it as a luxury, but to me it's a necessity. And when it comes to individual therapy, you know, it doesn't matter what your issue is. It's whatever really you're struggling with, and you need maybe some clear insight, or you just need 45 minutes, you know, undivided attention. Sometimes, you know, my clients will say to me, like, it just feels good to have this be about me. Right, we're always giving to other people or we're focusing on work, and it's really nice to have 45 minutes dedicated just to helping that person, right? And it's really funny because clients will even try to take care of me of like, hey, how are you doing, Kelly? I'm like, no, this is about you, right? This is your time to work through whatever you need to. And I've seen such growth in people who've gone through therapy. And, you know, I see a therapist myself. I think it's so important and it's so healing. And I've only seen things get better when people go to therapy.
Well, that's an interesting thing actually to me, only because the first therapist I went to didn't feel like she was a good match because she didn't mm-hmm. feel strong enough as a therapist for what I needed. But then I found other therapists that were fantastic. So let's start there, because I do think therapy is amazing, but I don't think it's amazing if you end up with somebody who's not really well skilled in what you need. So let's start right there. If somebody's listening and they've been thinking about finding a therapist, can you give some advice on what to look for?
Yeah, I love that you brought that up. I mean, I think for me, it's really the strongest indicator of how successful therapy will be is how comfortable do you feel with your therapist, right? When I hear people tell me like, oh, I didn't want to tell my therapist that, I'm like, oh, that's not good, because you don't want to be hiding from your therapist. That's the person you should feel the safest with, right, and feel okay talking about things. So to me, it's that first piece is just really feeling comfortable with that person. And then, yeah, I think you need to figure out what style works best for you, right? So for you, you had mentioned, Emily, that, you know, you wanted a little more toughness, right? That would work well for you. And so that's great. And other people may want more of a compassionate therapist, right? They didn't get a lot of mothering, and that feels really good to them. Or other people, you know, you may look for a specific technique, like cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a modality of therapy, or, you know, maybe you're struggling with your family of origin, and so you want a therapist who kind of focuses more on past, and it's called psychodynamic therapy. So, you know, it helps to do some research about maybe what would work best for you, and you can feel free to interview the therapist and ask all these questions, right? That's what we're here for. And, you know, you can have a 10-minute consult to see if you are a good fit, and feel free to ask any of these questions to see if it's right for you.
I think that that's really important that you said you can interview the therapist, because I have found really good therapists that would be wide open to that, and then really arrogant therapists that would slam that immediately. And I think that that's a big red flag, you know, and you're right that I cannot imagine going to therapy and thinking, I don't want to tell my therapist this, because then, like, then why are you going to therapy? They should be your safe space.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's really what it should be. You should feel the safest in that room, right, with that person. I mean, of course, you know, certain things are really hard to talk about no matter what, but, you know, to me it's a sign if you're hiding things from your therapist or lying to your therapist, that's not the right fit for you.
If somebody did that in your office, would you discontinue service with them?
No, I think it's more, if I figured out that they were lying or maybe omitting things, I would just say, you know, what does this bring up for you? Or, you know, are you scared to tell me this, you know, for any particular reason? I think that's worth examining, right? I mean, I think in our culture in general, I think we're very quick to terminate and, you know, even in relationships, which is why I wrote Love Hacks. I think we're so quick to just end things without working through them. And so in this example that you just said, like, I would try to work through it with that person because there's so much growth to be had within that, right? And wow, you know, what an amazing accomplishment if that person can get through that and then move forward in their life without feeling like they have to hide things.
Okay, so now I have another question, and this one's, pardon me if it's an obnoxious one, but a lot of people that go to get certain counseling do suffer from some serious emotional and or mental illness. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you personally, do you get triggered or bothered or aggravated when you work with certain behavior?
You know, it's so funny. I don't, and I feel really blessed. I mean, I had a client once throw a pillow at me and a pen, and, you know, I think I just view it in a compassionate lens. Like, wow, that person must be in a lot of pain, right? Or I must have said something that really triggered them, you know, and so let's look at that and let's see it. So luckily I think that, you know, I'm grateful. I feel like this career was meant for me. But I think, yeah, I mean, I also do a ton of self-care for myself too, to make sure that I am taking care of myself, right? I exercise, I meditate, I do incorporate a lot of joy in my life. I love animals. So all of that, I think, helps me to feel balanced when I work with my clients.
I think that's so important, so important. And I was going to ask you more about that, about, you know, how do you not feel energetically when you leave work? But don't answer that yet, because we have to take a quick commercial break, and that's a big question. So we're going to be right back with Kelly Miller, everybody.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing. Create your own path to physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. You're listening to All About Healing, and today we have Kelly Miller on the line. She's the author of Love Hacks. So before we jump more into Love Hacks, I had asked you a question just before the break about how you had said you exercise and take care of yourself, but how do you not feel energetically exhausted after listening to trauma after trauma or fear after fear or behaviors? How do you do it?
I mean, I think I look at it that I'm so grateful that these people are coming to, not just me in general, people are coming to therapists to help them, because to me it would be scarier if they're just sort of sitting with this by themselves and they are proactively trying to help themselves. And so if I look at it that way, it really helps me. Like, I'm so grateful that I can help this person. And in turn, that person is going to be a better citizen of the world because they're not struggling in their issues and being upset. They're going to leave our conversation typically feeling lighter and better. And that, you know, that ripple effect can help others. So that's kind of how I see it. And yeah, I mean, there are definitely days, of course, like any job where you feel tired or, you know, more exhausted. But I don't know. I think that people are so grateful for that time that, you know, even if they are talking about heavy things, you can see their appreciation. And I really value that. And I feel good that I can help those who are struggling.
I think that's really special. And I do think that this career was really meant for you, because I have some doozies of stories that weren't nearly as cool as you. And I would have really appreciated working with you when I dealt with a lot of years of really serious anxiety and panic, and worked incredibly hard to rebuild my life long before I met my husband. People like to put it all together and assume that I got happy because of him, and that's just absolutely not true. I did the work before he ever entered, and thank God for that, because yeah, that was hard-earned, and I had to really kind of come back to life, and I had to stop self-medicating and really kind of have that come-to-Jesus time in my life and hit the bottom and work my way up without anybody saying, you need to do this. It was all me saying, okay, I'm really close to being off the rails, and I had to work really hard. So I definitely appreciate what you do. So now we're going to jump to the book. Let's talk Love Hacks. What are some of the things that you want our Valentine's Day listeners to hear from you regarding your book?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much again for having me on. Yeah, and I wrote this book because I think that people get very discouraged and they have these issues in relationships, and there's this idea that, okay, we can't come back to where we were, or this issue feels so big. So, yeah, in writing Love Hacks, I really hope that people can know there are solutions, and they don't have to be long and arduous, but they can be quick, and they can be super helpful to you and your partner. And even if you don't have a partner, I still believe Love Hacks can help you, because it gives you those tidbits on how to communicate more effectively, right, which can help any aspect of your life. And so we can always continue to work on ourselves, or if you want to get the book for you and your partner, but your partner's not interested, that's okay. Even you're doing, you know, 50% of the work, which can make a huge difference.
Wow. I do think that's really important. And what about for the person that's reading your book that is not currently in a relationship?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think there's so many aspects of love hacks that can really help individuals, right? There's the first issue, number one, is, you know, my partner doesn't listen to me, but it talks all about how to communicate more effectively. So this can help you in friendships. It can help you with colleagues. It can help you with future relationships, with family. Let's say you struggle with some anger issues. You know, there is a whole section on anger, on how to manage anger and what that looks like. So I really believe love hacks is helpful for both individuals and couples.
I think that's why you wrote it, right? To get to everyone. Because even on your website, which, by the way, people that are listening, KellyMillerTherapy.com, and that's K-E-L-L-I, MillerTherapy.com. KellyMillerTherapy.com. You can see her expertise. Her about page is mind-blowing with your accomplishments. My gosh, a huge heartfelt congratulations on the things that you have built and are currently continuing to build and bring to the world. I think it's really important.
Thank you.
How, let's talk not just about the book, but you. How easy is it, or not easy, for yourself and for the people that you work with to be exposed and vulnerable enough to love really with your whole heart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a really beautiful question. I mean, it is hard. It's really hard. I think it's hard to risk being vulnerable, opening yourself up. But that's where the true authenticity in a relationship comes from. If we are not giving ourselves completely, being ourselves, then, you know, we don't have this genuine relationship. So I really do want to encourage people to be themselves, to open themselves up, and to go there, because you're going to have a much deeper connection. And it won't be the superficial relationship. It'll be the relationship that you're supposed to have, right? We're meant to have these deep connections. We just have to do the work around it and get vulnerable.
I think that's so important. And the truth is, I'm going to ask this, and it's a very personal question, but not a intrusive, I don't think. But when I read your bio, you are so incredibly successful. Do you find it hard, one, to allow people in, because I think when you get to a certain level of success, you have to become really protective. And I don't mean that mean or what, but you have to start protecting your space and who you share that energy with. Do you find sometimes that with all the stuff you know and all the things you do, does it get harder to be more accessible outside of work?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm sure there's a little bit of that element of like, okay, I want to make sure this person is safe. But to me, I just, you know, I'm just another bozo on the bus. You know, I don't think of myself as any more educated. You know, it's just like, okay, I'm glad this worked out. You know, my life, I worked hard, but I'm still a student, right? I'm still learning just like everybody else. So, you know, that's kind of how I view it. So when I meet new people, it's like, okay, cool. What are they going to be able to teach me also? It's a reciprocal relationship. So, yeah, that kind of helps me, because it's true. We can all learn from each other and experiences, and that's where the growth lies, in my opinion, is through other people and your obstacles.
Well, I think that's super important, but I also think I think nowadays, as I'm starting to build and do things, I'm becoming a little bit more protective of my space, especially because I moved, you know, like I said, I moved. So I don't have old friends for the sake of having old friends over here. I only have new friends that I'm willing to have in my space, and I've gotten tremendously picky of who is there, but the people that I love like really wildly, really wildly, more open than I think I have before, because I really do feel more fierce. I feel fiercely, like, you know, people say you want people around you that protect your name in rooms you're not standing in.
Right.
That's the only people I allow in my life anymore. That's it. My name in another room. And I'm not going to protect your name if we were in another room. We shouldn't be in each other's space anymore. That's sort of where I'm at. But I do want to talk a little bit more about that, because I think it's a really important conversation about opening up to love relationships and what that looks like. But we have one more segment together,
to this.
Yay.
Is our last commercial break, and we will be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's that time. It's Emily's Energy Corner. Sometimes I do it by myself. Sometimes I keep the guest. I had to keep the guest. It's Valentine's, and we have Kelly Miller, author of Love Hacks, and that is simple solutions to your most common relationship issues. So, Kelly, when people come on the show, I really stick to the authors for the show. And so authors tend to devote, really dedicate their life and their study and their practice so much so that they could write a book. And as I mentioned to you, I don't open up the PR pages. I don't have any pre-written questions. I just go. And so what I want to make sure is that I did not step over a message that you wanted to make sure to deliver to my guests. So please, I'm going to give you the floor to make sure that whatever you came here to share did make it out.
Sure. Yeah, thank you so much. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I wrote Love Hacks because I think couples or individuals, they just get overwhelmed with issues. And so to me, this is just a very quick and effective guide in helping others. And so, you know, I think we need to have a little bit of that faith that there are solutions that don't need to take a ton of time or effort. And so that's really why I wrote the book. And so I'm hoping that people can see that and know, okay, yeah, I'm on the road to healing myself and my relationship.
And where can people buy your book?
Yeah, so you can buy my book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's anywhere online. And my website is Kelly Miller Therapy. So it's Kelly with an I, Miller Therapy. And then my Instagram is the same. It's at Kelly Miller Therapy. And Facebook, Kelly Miller Therapy. Make it succinct and easy, just like Love Hacks. And yeah, you can, you know, and I encourage, you know, anybody to reach out. If you have questions or anything like that, I'm definitely a people person, and I love to hear, you know, what's working for somebody, and, you know, any comments.
I think that is so, I would love to actually meet you in person and like be at a not cocktail party, but something a little bit more calm and chill, like my
pool parties or something, because
so
I could talk to you all day. We moved into a dream house. We really did move into a dream life, which is like nuts. And we have something called Sunday Fundays all summer.
Oh.
And we have this cocktail. It's the only day of the week I drink. One day of the week, but it's a cocktail party. It's just kind of whatever you feel like. My husband's on the grill. He makes all the meats, and then all the people here, it's very international over here. So everybody brings a side dish, and
yeah.
It's usually all different countries. So we have Turkish friends and Brazilian friends and Greek friends and Russian friends and Chinese friends, and
yeah.
It is so much fun because the food is so amazing. And, you know, you get to really just explore different cultures and
mm-hmm.
What it's made me realize, though, is how much more capable of love I am, because I feel like I still love my family fiercely, but then became so protective that I sort of shut the rest out. And then being over here, it's like I feel blossomed, really blossomed, like a flower that opened in a different way, and have love around me in way. I say the words "I love you" to many more people than I have in a really long time. Not just, I was always loving mm-hmm. to my family, but now it's my dearest friends. We have a date every weekend, me and my two best girlfriends. And we, you know, and I don't think they used to talk like that, but I don't leave without saying, I love you so much, thank you. You know, we
yeah.
were texting today, and I sent them a video of a woman that just left Germany and had to go back to the States, and she said, there's a European-sized hole in my heart. I'm having such a hard time going back, and I sent this to my ladies that are local Maltese, and I said, I think this is how I would feel. And they were like, well, that's okay, because you're not going back, because you're never leaving us. And,
yeah.
and then it is our home now. We've made it our home. But I started writing saying, I pray for you guys every day, and it's not a fake. Whereas I think a lot of times we used to kind of say that, like, oh, I'll keep you in my prayers. I actually go down to this miracle site, and I have a list of people that I pray for, and I do it at night under the sky. There are people that I love and think about all the time, back home too, but here in a really cool way. So I think having you on today makes me want to share with everybody that love really is accessible and available, but it begins inside, but it can be shared all over. And there are people all over the world waiting to love you. So if you're not happy where you are, please, please, I encourage you to either travel or look. Look for opportunities. And then I'm going to let you finish it up. You tell me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, maybe the takeaway from today's message, aside from love hacks, is really just, you know, doing what you love, right, and not waiting. And, you know, whether that includes, you know, having a healthier relationship with yourself, a different location, a relationship that, you know, is going to feel like a better fit for you, right? Don't wait. And I think too many people, they get comfortable, and it's scary for change. It is, but it, you know, you could have a life that you never imagined. And so that's kind of how I see today's show and message.
I think that's a huge one. And I used to stay with my friend, my best girlfriend from high school, and she was always so independent, and I wasn't, but she would take herself on vacation, just herself. And she would go to Florida Keys or go to different places. And then as she got older, she started going on random group vacations with people she didn't know. And she just was so happy in her life that when she finally did come into the relationship, that now she's, you know, settled and has a child and all that stuff. They're such vacation people, and they're just magnificent. But it was her. And it was like, she would look at me and go, listen, I'm going to take myself on vacation this weekend. I'm going to the Florida Keys, just me. And when we would go on vacation together, because she and I traveled a lot, she's who I went to Europe with between high school and college, she was always super clear. I'm going here, I'm going here. You can join me or you don't have to, but I am absolutely not changing my plans. This is what I'm here to do. And it took me a long time to really respect and admire and appreciate how good she was to herself. Because if you're not good to yourself, who the hell is going to be?
Exactly. It's so true. No, you're 100% spot on. I love that. She sounds great. She sounds strong and confident. Yeah.
She would look in the mirror back then and be like, I look fabulous. I look really cute. I'm ready to go. And I would think, well, hey, arrogant. And now I'm like, oh, my God, I could have learned so many things back then, because I lived with another person that would look in the mirror and tear herself down. And it was so much easier to take on those traits. than it was to take on the traits to look at myself and go, dang, girl, you got it.
Yes,
we're going out tonight.
Exactly.
Why is that so hard? Why can we not just say, I have really great parts about me, and I'm going to embrace those and go all in. And the rest I'm just going to work on as I can.
Right. Well, I think it's just accepting, right? We all have parts that we always need to work on, and then we have some amazing parts. And you're right. We need to own those and look at those as our strengths. And, you know, and it's not being conceited, you know, or egotistical. It's like it's owning it and being strong. And there's a difference between being confident and arrogant. So I love that. I think we do need to embrace those parts of ourselves.
I think we do, too. You know, and I have two daughters, so I never, ever, ever discuss my weight, ever, around my children, and usually not with other people anyway. And I don't put myself down or ever talk about my looks because they look so much like me that I need them to feel confident, and so I try to really exude that as much as I can because we teach people how to treat us. We also are showing our kids every minute of the day that they're near us who we are. So for those of you that are listening, first of all, Kelly Miller, it's been such a pleasure, and I do hope you come back.
Oh,
and for those of you that are listening, happy Valentine's Day. Let this be a day of love for you, all you, all you, all day. All right, you guys, make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.